You're listening to SBS News.
The Citizenship Amendment Bill 2019 passed India's Parliament last week. The law entitles non-Muslim illegal immigrants from three neighbouring countries, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan, to citizenship if they're facing religious persecution in their home countries. This Hindi refugee from the Pakistani province of Sindh says he's grateful for the new law.
We faced a lot of issues in Sindh. We came here because we were facing persecution there. We're very thankful to the government that they opened to our plight and listened to us after so many years.
Protests have raged across India since the law was passed. Six people were killed in the first 5 days of unrest. Some critics say the new law is part of a government agenda to marginalise Muslims and that it violates secular principles enshrined in the constitution. This man took to the streets of New Delhi last week.
Muslims who have come from Myanmar, Sri Lanka, China, there Muslims have been persecuted. So on what basis has this government kept these Muslims out of this bill? Who is an intruder and who is a refugee? The government for this reason wants to harass Muslims, trouble them because it wants to draw away the attention from unemployment and farmer issues.
The Hindu nationalist Indian government says the law aims to accommodate those who have fled religious persecution. It denies any religious bias and says Muslims are not covered by the new law because they are not religious minorities and therefore do not need India's protection. Ahead of the vote on the bill, Interior Minister Amit Shah had this to say.
It is a question of giving citizenship to people who have fled other countries because of religious torture. Minorities or any Muslims need not worry. If anyone threatens you or scares you, don't get scared. This is a Narendra Modi government that is moving with the spirit of the constitution. Minorities will get full protection.
Outside of India, the United Nations Human Rights Office has voiced concern. OHCHR spokesman Jeremy Lawrence described the law as fundamentally discriminatory.
We are concerned that India's new Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 is fundamentally discriminatory in nature. The amended law would appear to undermine the commitment to equality before the law enshrined in India's constitution.
But criticism of the law doesn't just stem from the law's perceived exclusionary nature. Others oppose it because they believe outsiders will take over their land and jobs. Protests concerning that have taken place in the northeastern state of Assam, one of India's most fragmented and multi-ethnic states. Thousands of troops have been deployed, a curfew imposed, and internet services suspended. This woman says the law will have adverse effects on the area.
This is our land. We have been converted from majority to minority in our own land. Now there is just 31% of the population that belongs to our community here because of the constant influx of illegal immigrants. We don't want to just hand over our land like this to anyone. That's why we're opposing it.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is advising Australians to exercise a high degree of caution if travelling to India. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.